Only a few months ago, Sarah Morales and her family of four were homeless, getting assistance from a local shelter. They'd spent all their money on medical expenses for her son, who has a heart condition. Now, she proudly shows off her large ground floor apartment, which still has that new paint smell.
It's a big master bedroom.
The family is a new resident at Amistad, which is an affordable housing complex close to downtown Miami.
We didn't have nothing and just came here and see, maybe this is normal for you, but for us, it was huge. It was really huge.
Her two-year-old son is doing much better. He now has enough room to do physical therapy every day and has finally learned how to walk. The building has services built in to try and prevent residents from cycling back into homelessness or deeper poverty.
We do case management. We do employment and training services. We do life skills training. We do parenting skills trainings. We do activities with the kids.
Stephanie Berman is the president of Carrefour Supportive Housing. It teamed up with Pinnacle Housing Group, a for-profit developer, to build the complex. She says there's not enough supply of affordable housing, especially in Miami.
There's not a lot of land available, and there's a lot of competition on the market rate for-profit side. You know, to pay top dollar for land makes it very difficult to make one of these deals work.
Residents were chosen through a lottery system. 1,500 applied. Less than 200 were lucky enough to get a key to their own door. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.